to a brand new episode of Be There with Belston. And what a week it's been. Dan has been working hard on his tapestry of Andy Linegan's winning header from the 1993 FA Cup final, working particularly hard to get the anguished look on Chris Wood's face as the ball slipped through his fingers, while Gavin has been busy working on his plans for a future travel show with Amanda Holden. Tuscany, New Orleans, Barcelona amongst the destinations planned, before eventually ending up in Venice, where Gavin plans to dispose of the body. On an unrelated note, Gavin also made 124 unanswered phone calls to P. Diddy, but he has been advised not to talk about that. But he has been advised to welcome you back.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. Question. You chose Amanda Holden for this fictional thing.
Very much so.
One of my most disliked people.
But it's the odd couple, isn't it? You and Amanda Holden. On your travels together. Eventually, will they fall in love or will he dispose of the body in Venice? We don't know. And that's the jeopardy of the show.
I'm just going to say, I don't think I'm a great traveller with people. It's a weird thing. Like, I don't think that I travel well with people because I get quite stressed travelling. And if people are late or relaxed about being late, that winds me up. Secondly, I don't like travelling by myself because if I'm by myself for too long, I go insane. So it's really bad. My dream scenario in this is we don't travel together, but I'll see you at the place.
Right, well, let me put this to you. This is going to be perfect for you because you don't have to worry about a thing. You just turn up. Productions are doing everything. Holden will have to be on time because she's under order. She's getting a car in. Don't worry about that.
What channel is this on?
This is ITV1.
ITV1.
You've been on ITV1 before. It's not your first time. So she's there. They're coming. They're making sure Holden's on time. They're making sure you're on time. You've got your travel documents that they've sent to your phone. You don't have to worry about a thing. And eventually you have sex with the man holding.
How much are ITV paying me for that?
ITV are not putting that on. They're not showing you having sex. Just a little aside. Maybe on it'd be Gavin and Amanda unseen. You have to pay top dollar to watch you and Amanda Holden go at it. And I will be honest, she will be strapping on and penetrating you from behind. Because that's what she's into. And that's why Les Dennis left her.
Is it?
After she had penetrated Neil Morrissey, he said, "Never again will I let that go in there." And
right.
He was pointing to his bum.
We understand.
That is bum.
Can I pass on this project?
I mean,
there seems too much in there that I'm just
£7 million per episode.
Per episode?
ITV One of fucking.
How many episodes per series?
Seven.
Seven. So seven sevens.
49 right there. That's the maths.
49 million. Coming round to the idea.
Think of the legal costs you've got coming up with the P. Diddy case. You know you're in trouble.
Why would I be in trouble?
You know you've been to those parties. You know you're going to be on that CCTV going in and out of P. Diddy's place at nobody's business.
I think we've just established I don't travel.
You were not. Well, you were just there. You were just there.
I magicked there,
and
did I?
Driving the minibus of children into his perverted pool parties. Oh, perverted pool parties. That's fun alliteration, isn't it?
Yeah, well
come
done.
To P. Diddy's perverted pool parties where you can piss on people, kids.
Oh, it really failed at the end there, didn't it?
I couldn't think of a word being a P for young people.
No.
Pedos is the people that like him. And I don't know if he's peeing on them.
We just don't know what's going on.
I'll say that now. I won't say that he was pissing on people. So if you're going to sit there and say P. Diddy pissed on people, I won't. But I'll say R. Kelly definitely did.
Yes. Well, okay. Great. So Dan, how are you?
Do you reckon he's going to get taken down? Do you reckon he's going to mysteriously die?
Oh, he's definitely mysteriously dying. There's too many people.
There's a lot of people at risk here.
Yeah. Good. A lot of Jay-Z rumours about.
Jay-Z could be in trouble. Yeah.
And if Jay-Z, then obviously Beyonce.
Beyonce could be free from the shackles of Jay-Z and have sex with someone of similar looks. Not like they look the same, but, you know, a level. I'm not saying she's a 10, but if people thought of her as a 10, where would Jay-Z be?
5.
Give me a 5, you generous man. I'm thinking 2. He's an ugly, ugly man. And you wouldn't want that on top of you. Going, girls, 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 girls. Anyway, enough of P. Diddy chat. We must get over it because
we must wait to find out what's actually been going on. That's the big thing.
Again, good luck to him. Hopefully he's clear.
No, maybe not. Good luck to him.
Hopefully he didn't do anything wrong.
Hopefully he didn't do anything wrong, but it seems unlikely at this
point.
Nobody
was hurt in the process.
But I think that may unfortunately just, also be...
Something to happen to be having a lovely trip to Antigua or wherever he's gone.
Yeah, just as the feds turned up.
Coincidences, eh?
Weird, that. Anyway, Dan, how are you?
I'm okay, probably. I must warn you, I could shit myself at any minute. I don't know what's going on in my stomach today, but I really feel like I'm on the edge of a poo pretty much at all times. So, yeah, to sum up, I'm pretty good.
So if you disappear for a while and it's just me talking, we all know what's... Have you just had a coffee as well?
No, but I feel like I could... you will hear a kerfuffle of a microphone hitting the deck because I'm rushing out of the room to defecate.
And then I'll keep that walrus story that I've been telling everyone I've got for what seems like 2 months now, just in the back pocket in case you need to disappear for a little bit.
But again... Good news, guys. I don't take long in the bath. I'm not one of those ones to
wipes.
Don't wipe. Don't read a book. Sometimes don't wash my hands. If it's a clean exit, do you need to wipe? This you got to ask yourself.
I would suggest yes.
Absolutely. Tip of the week: always wipe.
There you go. It's good to get a tip in.
Have a full shower. Anyway, how are you?
I'm okay. I am suffering a little bit. Now we mentioned last week when we played. Was it last week? No, actually, it was in between times, wasn't it? We played golf.
In between times. Every time is in between times.
In between last week and this week, we played golf together. And I thought that I'd hurt myself, which is such a ridiculous thing because there are lots of old people playing golf that don't hurt themselves. But I've managed to, I don't know, pull a hamstring or something in the back of my leg. Then we played football that same day. That really didn't help. And yesterday I was walking quickly to make sure I got a train.
Oh, he doesn't like to be late. He's got to travel quickly.
Well, that's it. And then I was sat on a plastic chair for several hours. And then I wandered home again. And on the walk back, I tell you what, that was really painful. And I've been limping around all today.
Plastic seats. This country's on its knees. What have you done, you Tories? This country's on its knees. We've only got plastic seats.
Where are the wooden seats?
We can't have anything comfortable anymore. Thank you, Tories. You've run this country into the ground.
So, so there's that. Other than that, I'm not too bad. What have you been up to?
I've done very little, sir. I can't even tell you one thing I've done since...
Well, I've said we played golf.
We played golf. You hit a shot almost backwards, which is almost impossible. It happened.
It was quite windy, but I have a habit of hitting shots that go curling away to the right, hit it towards the wind and with the curl and with a driver. I've hit 50, 60 yards forward in the end, but about 90 yards to the right.
Special times. We'll put it down to the conditions.
It was tough conditions. There were times where the ball would land in a puddle on the fairway.
But now it's spring's here. What's your spring vows? What do you like to plan for spring? Do you ever think to yourself, this spring, I'm really going to do this?
I don't. I was just going to say one other thing about the golf. There were goslings on the course, and I almost accidentally hit them after ricocheting a shot off a tree.
Ryan and Eva. Are they married, Ryan Gosling?
They think so, but she didn't change her name
for Hollywood reasons,
publicity reasons. I don't know.
It would be a bit confusing.
Who makes promises for Easter?
I don't know. Maybe people.
I don't think it's a thing.
When's Lent?
That's been, isn't
what
it?
What do people give up for Easter? Chocolate.
Nobody gives up anything for Easter.
People must do something for Jesus at Easter.
They eat eggs.
Oh, brilliant! That's going to bring him back, isn't
it? Go to Mass.
And Good Friday is when he died.
Yeah.
Bad Friday.
Bad Friday for him. Seems a bit mean. Calling it Good Friday. And then he came back on Monday, right?
Right. So bank holiday Monday.
He's just out for a big weekend, wasn't he?
He's bank holiday Monday. He's got the day of work. He's rocking back up and he's like, what should we do? Garden centre? It's a bank holiday Monday.
Barbecue?
In the spring weather.
Spring weather.
Beautiful. Oh, watch out for those April showers, though. They will get you.
Well, there's been a few of those. So you've done nothing.
No, nothing to speak of.
Excellent. As I said yesterday, I was away to London to sit on uncomfortable plastic chairs.
Ye olde London town. Mm. He took in the sights of London.
Right, went to Bethnal Green.
Bethnal Green, famous for...
There's a cemetery there.
Oh, brilliant.
Bethnal Green Cemetery is fairly famous.
I don't think I've known many cemeteries. No. Cemetery Junction. But again, we mustn't talk about cemeteries because you know my greatest fear in life. If you're running out of room to bury people.
That's very true.
Honestly, my greatest fear. What are we doing? We've got to stop it, guys, because I will shit myself one day.
That's already happening.
Maybe that's why I'm unwell today, because I'm so worried about the cemeteries and the incessant need to bury people. What are we doing, guys? Think about it. People die every day, literally.
Very true. Very true. York Hall is in Bethnal Green. That's where I went. Went to see the wrestling. As always, some very good stuff. Got to actually... I got to see three time guest Michael Oku. I got to have a quick chat with him, and I finally got to give him the t-shirt we promised him in December.
Perfect.
Did
you book him in for next December?
I didn't. I think it's just assumed at this point, isn't it?
We'll book it in December/January at some point.
Yeah. And then instantly. Obviously, his girlfriend Amira was there. She was very excited by the t-shirt. He likes the colour. It's black and pink. He said it's a very good colour scheme.
Bret Hart style.
She was very excited by it and promptly put it on and said, I know you probably wanted him to wear it, but I said, well, that's okay. And she said, we'll share it. So maybe we need to give her her own one as
maybe
well.
Maybe after making love, they'll share the t-shirt.
I don't. It's only a medium. They're not both getting inside it at the same time. But she also said that she laughed at the podcast and laughed at things you probably shouldn't laugh at that we had said, which I think is possibly mainly down to you. But
well, that's our goal.
That is our goal.
Very much Shane Ward style. That's his goal. His goal was to star in Coronation Street, and he did it.
No, oh, there you go. So it was nice to see them. Lovely couple, tremendous wrestling stuff.
Can I just say, that was very Brucey.
It
was nice to see him. A lovely couple. Let's hear it for.
Let's hear it for them.
Get on Generation Game when we reboot it. I'm hosting.
Showing off the prizes.
You're showing off. You're the lovely lady who comes on. We do the dancing thing together.
Oh no! That's the different. That's a different one. He always has the woman who comes on and he does the lambada.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not the woman who's always on the show.
No, but you can do that.
I'll be Rosemary Ford.
Oh, congratulations! You've made it as Rosemary Ford. Reference for anyone who's seen Generation Game in the early 90s, of course.
Which you know what? I since you mentioned it, that you were going to be Brucey, I had been working on trying to remember what her name was.
Well done. Of course, we remember Jodie Wilson, married to Des O'Connor.
Different show.
We thank them for their service.
I don't know what that means.
Well, here's a question, though. Was Jim Bowen married? Or was he just legendary shagger?
Oh, he must be married.
Yeah.
I reckon about three times.
I don't think he could tie him down.
Oh.
Not Jim Bowen. We've seen his wit and charm.
I reckon wife at home, woman on the road.
Oh, Bowen, you legendary shagger. I love to see it.
And of course, if any relatives of Jim Bowen ever hear this,
Well done to his son, Jared, who's doing very well for West Ham. And what were you going to say? Were you wrapping up that thing?
I was saying I was going to tell you about one thing. So I was in the second row at the wrestling yesterday. A Japanese couple in front of me. She was very afraid because they did was a rumble. So people have to be thrown over the top. Anytime anyone came over the top or jumped over the top in earlier matches on our side, she got very scared. At one point, she skidded her chair back straight into my knee.
Ooh.
Didn't appreciate that. Then she looked around and gently shuffled it forward again.
Arigato, did she say?
I didn't. But she was also doing this weird thing where if a wrestler did a move to somebody, she would rub that area on the man. So, like, if someone got kicked in the back, she'd rub him on the back. It was.
Do you think he was blind?
And he was, no, he was not blind. He was going for high fives and stuff.
But through touch, he might She's like telling him what's happening. You know when you see those blind football fans?
Yeah.
That's a good
idea.
Or
where they have the football pitch and they hold their hands and move them around.
So she's like, oh, Robbie's back. Or, oh, Robbie's bollocks kicked him in the balls there.
I'm going to say, if I would feel that a front row seat might be wasted on a blind person.
Look at you, discriminating against the blind.
There was also, I was on the side where the ramp, the entrance ramp was, and there was a man who, I would say, he was very vocal, and then when people were coming down, he kept going for high fives that he was not getting. And I don't blame the wrestlers for not high-fiving this fella. I would not have touched him either. But it got to a point where it was starting to amuse me every time he was... Because he wasn't the first person. He was leaning over someone to try and get there, but he was always standing up with his pint in hand.
Probably don't lean over people.
No. He may have known them. I don't know. But
I think the basic rules of life, society, you don't leave a man hanging with a high five. You've got to have some decorum.
Well, it also depends if you see them or not, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, this, you've seen this Conor Gallagher stuff.
I have not.
Conor Gallagher is being called a massive racist, and his Instagram comments have gone mad today. I mean, apparently people are trying to cancel Conor Gallagher. If you haven't seen it, he's in the tunnel with a couple of mascots. He high-fives this white kid, and the black kid's holding his hand up. He doesn't see it, and he puts his arm around the black kid's arm. And then later on, there's a photo of him with his arms around him. People calling him out because he didn't high-five the black kid. It's mental.
He gave him a hug.
Yeah, there's another picture of him, and now there's like 50,000 comments saying we're trying to get Conor Gallagher cancelled. It's batshit crazy. People are mental. You think Conor Gallagher's a racist? You think this is what we need to start worrying about in life? Oh. Conor Gallagher forgot to high-five a black child. Oh. Come on!
I would also argue that Conor Gallagher must have a very hard time in his day job because 70% of the Chelsea team are black.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah.
Oh, this country's on its knees. I bet they're all Tories calling.
It's a weird thing that people get upset about. I will say, though, you say about high fives. There is a guy on Twitter that you would have seen a lot. He's the guy, remember, who he tweeted Will Ospreay and then he went there. Well, he got married, and I know this because, like, I see his Twitter stuff. And I bumped into him at that at that show yesterday. And so I didn't know what to do. So I said, congratulations, and shook his hand.
Did he know what you're congratulating on?
He did. Oh, okay. I assume he did.
Because he might just, he's this weirdo saying congratulations. And has no idea what's happening in my life.
Well, there you go.
The reason I wouldn't have seen that on Twitter, I've now unfollowed everyone apart from one person. Jim Davidson. I just find his views... quite important at this time,
Jim Davidson, Joey Barton.
No, I blocked Joey. Gone too far. Jim Davidson, though.
I saw Joey Barton did a thing early hours of this morning where he put out a tweet saying that he was only going to use it for positivity and stuff. Now, this was his idea of a April Fool joke.
Classic banter.
What a prick.
Block people. I've blocked Joey Barton for a long time now, and I don't see any of his stuff. It's just better. Now, of course, big day for Jesus. He's come back today, and we thank him for that.
Why do we thank so many people?
We've got to thank Jesus. If he's bloody listening, you're fucking mad if you're not thanking him. You're trying to look like him more and more each day.
You know what? I did think that with my hair down, it is a look.
Why not? So, the other day, I put out TikTok of my... male ASMR. There will be more of that, don't worry. It's been a big hit.
Hang on. When you say there'll be more of that, is there more to this week?
Nah, not.
Okay. Right.
You can't do every week, can you?
Every other, it's got to be. Yeah. You got. Also, I don't know if anybody else pointed out that the fact that you didn't know what a piston was ridiculous. And I'm not. Did you put a video with
the Detroit Pistons?
Oh, that was it. Because you still didn't know what a piston was.
I mean, there was some metal stuff. It looked, when I Googled piston, I didn't really know. But, importantly, I had a comment on that TikTok, and this comes very telling time. It's from D'Angelo. Commented.
Hang on, the singer?
We don't know. There's no way of knowing. D'Angelo commented, "Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Jesus loves you so much, and he is Lord."
Well, that's a couple of Lords in there.
So always, that's nice to know, isn't it?
It is nice to know that Jesus loves you,
I mean,
Michael
Jang. Not sure I need that on a TikTok, that you need to let me know that.
What? I mean, the biggest question is, why has he seen that your TikTok to comment on it?
Maybe he likes.
Does
ASMR?
He follow you?
No. He just popped in to say.
Maybe he's a big ASMR fan?
Maybe this guy knows Jesus. And he's set up the whole comeback. He's like his hype man. Nice to have a hype man.
Yeah. I mean, although I haven't seen anything in the news about him being back this year. Back. Is he coming back next year?
Nah, big time he's back.
Setting the stage. You've got a year out.
How many fish do you want?
I don't know. Two?
Two?
Is it two? Yeah? No. Fuck it. We don't know the story, do we?
How many fish did he give out?
How many loaves did he have? These are...
I thought it was like 5,000.
That's the people. But he only had...
You don't get a loaf each.
He only had like a fish and two loaves or two fish and a loaf or something like that and he fed them all. That's the deal. That's why it's a miracle. If he just had a load of fish and load of bread, fucking miracle.
Yeah, but I thought he somehow magicked loads of bread and fish.
Well, he did, but they was out of just one fish or something.
Okay.
Shall I Google this?
No. I don't think we need to get into it. And people obviously know more than us and they were like rolling their eyes thinking, how does he not know? Jesus owned a bread factory.
And was famously a fisherman.
It was all a scam. No, don't say that, because I'm worried he is coming back. Now, what do you think about your name? Would you ever change your name?
I'm kind of used to it by now.
Maybe add something in the middle. Megatron.
Oh, like a new middle name.
Yeah.
Ah, but again...
You're not against it. You're not for it.
I've never thought about it.
But I saw this week, a woman loves the train station so much, she legally names herself after it. Do you ever love something so much?
I can't think of anything I love enough to... although, going back to last week when you were saying about being on the apps and stuff, I saw a girl whose name was Chelsea and her first line was, yes, I was named after the football club.
Oh, you were right in there, like a rat up a drain pipe.
I was not.
Oh. Do you have a favourite train station, perhaps, that you'd name yourself after?
Well, I don't know. I'd go as far as naming myself after. What train stations do I like? I mean, I don't mind Paddington. Been there a lot.
He doesn't mind Paddington.
I saw yesterday they're doing some work there, just outside.
If
exciting times.
If you suddenly became Paddington or Gavin Paddington Belton,
people might think it's about the bear.
They think it's bear, especially as a recent photo of you with bear.
Yeah.
So you've got to really put station in there as well. Gavin Paddington Station. This lady loves the station Marylebone.
See, that's an interesting one because how is it pronounced?
Marylebone.
I know, but it's not the way it's written.
Marylebone.
Marylebone.
But we all know it as Marylebone, correct?
Well, don't say we all, because people may not live here and they will not be familiar
with
it.
Well, Americans don't know how to say anything.
Exactly. But I was trying to say it in a nicer way.
Leicester and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Leicester, innit, Gov? Leicester.
Innit, Gov?
Anyway, this lady is now called Rihanna Marylebone Khawaja.
I mean, let's go back to the first part. Her first name is Rihanna.
Not spelt like that.
Okay.
She liked it so much, she would have made it her first name, but her children stopped her. So she
well went. Done to her children.
The children said, you can call yourself Marylebone in the middle, but we won't have it as your first name.
I think, I don't know that I've ever been in Marylebone Station.
You ever been in Rihanna Marylebone Khawaja?
I've not. I've been around it, and it looks quite nice from the outside, from what I remember. But I don't think I've ever been in the station itself.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with it. Also, Rihanna, pop star, Marylebone Station, Khawaja, Australian cricketer.
She's got it all covered.
Very famous names. I'm Daniel... The guy from the Bible with the lions and stuff.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned that to me the other day. Yesterday, in fact. Do you read the Bible? Or something about Daniel and the lions? Do you know the story from the Bible? I was like, barely. Like, Daniel jumped into some lions, didn't he?
No. Like, he pulled a thorn out of a lion's paw, and then when the Romans got him and threw him to the lions.
Yeah, and they were like, leave it. He's one of us.
The lion went, oi, I know him, leave him be.
Is that how he said it in the Bible?
I believe so. Yeah. And then he rode the lion to victory. I don't know.
I don't think they were riding of lions. They probably got him out of there because they'd
how would the lions otherwise get him out? He's got to be on the back of the lion, jumping over the wall or something.
They got him back out, the Romans, and they're like, oh, what's going on here? And they're like, he's like, well, I kind of know him. And they're like, well, should we just stab him? Yeah. They just fucking done him.
Is that how that went?
I don't know. But I imagine
I think my version is better.
They wouldn't just let him go. They're like, oh, well, there's no way of killing him then. We tried one method. lions. Next.
I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
Should we stab? Nah, that won't work.
Can't go and stab him. The lions are protecting him.
There you go. And off he went to start his own stores around the UK.
His own lion sanctuary.
Good luck to him.
Do you think we've mentioned the Bible enough now without knowing anything about the actual two stories we spoke about?
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, by next week, I'll have read the whole thing.
The Bible or the story?
I'll probably read the Bible. Give myself a week.
By read, you mean you'll put Bible into TikTok?
No, God, I don't want that. I'll get people commenting about how Jesus loves me again. I don't need
that. It's nice. Jesus loves you.
Of course he's got to. It's like one of his things. He has
it's the rules.
Even if he's fucking begrudgingly hating you. But no, he can't. He's begrudgingly
he can't
loving
hate
you.
He might not want to love you, but he has to.
Like Mike Tyson when he fucks you till you love you.
Yeah, not a great thing. Do you wanna have a guess at how much a cow costs? I'll tell you, this is very specific. This is the world's most expensive cow was sold in Brazil.
I saw this, and I think it's something silly like $6 million.
Well, it's $4.38 million.
Pissed on your chips, haven't I?
A little bit, but it's the most set of new records. The most expensive cow ever sold at auction.
Doesn't look real. That cow.
No.
It does look like people in a cow costume.
Yeah, a little bit. It highlights the immense value placed on top-tier genetic specimens in the cattle market, particularly within the esteemed Nelore breed. Maybe don't do that. Maybe... Brazil's got enough problems with too many cattle as it is.
Well, they keep...
Chopping down the rainforest, yeah.
Why is it so expensive?
Because of its genetics.
It looks funny, though.
They're going to breed it, obviously.
Looks funny, cow.
Yeah, so
I don't mind it. I like the design of the cow.
The distinctive features of the cow include bright white fur, loose skin, and a prominent bulbous hump.
It's very loose skin.
Other than the white fur, I mean, it could be describing me.
The loose skin... Around, it's right, like quite around the neck and stuff. Imagine if you haven't seen the cow, if you can imagine Barbra Streisand's vagina.
I mean,
the loose skin around there is problematic, I would imagine.
Why would that be your go-to?
Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, and why that area of Barbra Streisand?
You've never thought about Streisand's
no.
vagina?
No. I don't think anybody has.
Don't think anyone thought of Streisand's vagina.
Very few people.
But everyone's thinking about it now, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's all your fault.
Loving it. It's her special day today. She's got a big nose, hasn't she?
Yes, she does.
And we thank her for that. Do you want a quiz about the bank holiday?
Not really, but let's do it anyway.
Well, that's not the spirit. Would you like me to cough over there?
I'd rather you didn't cough at all.
Bank holiday. This week, today, in fact, I got in touch with certain celebrities to ask their bank holiday plans. If they didn't get in touch, I could follow the social media to find out what they were up to.
Oh, dear God.
So I'm gonna
any of this true?
I'm going to let you know the celebrities, and then you will tell me what they did on the bank holiday.
Also, you're aware that the bank holiday only applies to the UK, right?
Oh, they were all in the UK at the time, so that was lucky. David Jason, star of...
Only Fools and Horses.
And other shows. D.I. Frost. Was it just called
Darling Fools? Buds of May.
Darling Buds of May, not Bradley Walsh. Right, what's David Jason been up to?
Trying to stay alive.
Has he been? He's always doing that. Go-karting with the grandkids?
No.
A full English at his local Wetherspoons?
Oh, I hope not.
Or squash with Nicholas Linton?
Oh, Jesus. Maybe the first one,
then. It was the first one. You ruled it out immediately, but he went go-karting with the grandkids.
Was he watching the kids?
No, he took part. He didn't win, because he's quite slow, and then... After they went to the barn, he bloody fell through, didn't he? You wouldn't believe it. I bet this time he was acting. The first time I know he was not, that genuinely happened. One of the great outtakes of TV. Jennifer Lopez, in the country, of course, we know that.
Yeah.
Did Ben Affleck take her for a mani-pedi? Did her and her girlfriends go for bottomless brunch? Or did she call her personal assistant in for a meeting and fired her for leaking her cell phone number online? Don't know why I spoke like a robot there.
Was it the first one?
It wasn't.
Was it the second one?
It was the second one. Bottomless brunch with the girls. Why not on a bank holiday? Go nuts. She hasn't got work tomorrow.
Yeah.
We don't know what she does, really. Hakeem Olajuwon, of course, from the Houston Rockets. What's he been up to today in the country? Did he? Oh, that can't be true then. meet and greet at his local Denny's. That's unfortunate. Pickleball with ex-teammate Clyde Drexler. Or did he go to his mime class, which he hasn't missed in 12 years now?
The meet and greet at the
Denny's.
No. Is he playing pickleball?
No. Mime class.
Mime?
He goes to his mime class.
He hasn't missed a mime class for 12 years.
He's got big hands, and he's long arms, and he's very good at being in a box. Hakeem Olajuwon.
That seems insane.
There we go. The rest was possible. Mario Lopez.
AC Slater.
AC Slater. Has he been boxing training followed by a relaxing massage?
Almost certainly.
Or, as per every Monday, he will sacrifice 2 children under the age of 6 to maintain his youthful looks.
Ooh.
Or has he been planting seeds with his kids as he thinks it's very important for them to learn about the earth and soil?
He's been boxing.
No.
Planting
seeds. No. He sacrifices 2 kids every Monday and then drinks their blood. Because otherwise, how's he going to keep so young? Come on, think about it. Carol Smiley.
Smiley, Smiley, Carol Smiley.
What's she been up to? Has she gone wine tasting with Alan Titchmarson and Faye from Steps? Or has she been watching all the Austin Powers movies on her own with 2 bags of microwave popcorn? Or did she write 3 letters of complaint under different names to a local W.H. Smith for no longer stocking Big Jugs magazine?
Is it the second one?
The Austin Powers movies?
Yeah.
No, she went wine tasting with Titchmarsh and Faye from Steps.
At this point, we're into dream category, so I'm just... honestly, it doesn't matter what I say. You can
There isn't my answer. Of course, the person who had actually been writing to W.H. Smith was Les Dennis. He loves Big Jugs magazine.
But he was married to Amanda Holden.
Yeah?
Not Big Jugs.
Yeah, that's why he moved on.
She was cheating on him.
Joe Biden. What's he been up to?
Again, I'm going back to trying to stay alive.
Did he dress himself all on his own... then got lost in the White House kitchen for 35 minutes until he was dragged to safety by his dog, Major? Or did he donate $10,000 to a local bowling alley in Washington, D.C. after they had all their pins stolen? Or did he get dressed by his personal assistant and then got a lovely big check from Israel?
Is it a third one?
No, it was the first one. He dressed himself today, and that was a big step for the man. But the kitchen's pretty big, I'd imagine. Now, to keep it fair, Donald Trump we've got now.
Okay, was he desperately trying to stay out of jail?
Well, did he read 7 verses of his favourite book, the Bible, before visiting a child's orphanage?
He made his own Bible, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, just stuck the independence or the, I don't know, some of those bullshit things they have over there at the front or something, and that was called it the Bible.
Remember when you said you were trying not to say about the Americans and then just
slash? Yeah.
So that's the first option. Did he top up his tan? Tiger Orange, then drank 12 cans of Diet Coke and shouted at his TV for 3 hours? Or did he go to a spin class, made love to his wife Melania for over 2 hours, and then read Barack Obama's memoir?
Is it he topped up his tan?
It is! Yeah. He topped up his tan.
It was the Tiger Orange thing that really...
That's his go-to. And finally, we've got Charlie Dimmock. Did she go bra shopping before coming home to tend to a bush?
Not a chance. She doesn't wear bras. We all know this.
Did she meet with TV executives about a new show where she and Adrian Brody take part in a series of challenges where they get to know each other only through their sense of smell, provisionally called Brody Sniffs Charlie? Or finally, did she go to a park, read a book, fed the ducks, and came home for a mammoth masturbation session?
I was so on board with that last one until you finished. I'm just going to stick with it.
What are you saying?
The third one.
I'd love to hear you say it.
She went to the park.
Park, book, ducks, mammoth masturbation session is correct. Charlie Dimmock. Good luck to her. You got about 2 out of about, let's say 7.
All right. There wasn't 7. 2, I got more than 2.
I don't think you did. But Charlie Dimmock, lovely. I bet she loves a bank holiday, and I'd love to spend one with her one day. Wouldn't mind that at all.
What, at the park or feeding the ducks or the masturbation session?
Mutual masturbation. I wouldn't impose on her. I wouldn't want to.
Just staring. Staring at each other.
I wouldn't take my eyes off the jugs. And that's on me. That is on me. I should be better, but I'm not.
Okay.
Question?
Well, no. I don't have any questions. I don't want
to... No questions about that. I hope you've all had a lovely bank holiday if you've been celebrating.
I've got another animal story for you.
Okay.
But this one I had last week, but we actually had content last week, so I didn't... Oh, yeah. It was, farmer pleads guilty to illegally breeding massive mutant sheep. So, Arthur, Jack, Shoebath...
We've had sheep, we've had cows.
Yeah. An 80-year-old farmer from Vaughan, Montana, has played... They've put pleaded. Has pleaded. It's clearly pled, isn't it?
I don't know. Could be like hanged and hanged.
Could be.
hanged and hanged's actually the same word.
Guilty to wildlife trafficking and conspiracy after creating giant hybrid sheep through illegal crossbreeding techniques, utilising tissues and testicles from exotic wild animals, including the world's largest sheep species from Kyrgyzstan. He aimed to sell these hybrids to private hunting reserves for substantial profits. You're getting big sheep for people to shoot.
It's big sheep, isn't it? You're, like big farmer.
It's less... Surely that's less of a challenge.
Is this like Dolly the sheep?
Not quite.
Who's worse? This guy or the people?
I'm going to say this guy. Wow. His operations date back to 2013, involved cloning and crossbreeding to produce valuable offspring, one of which was dubbed Montana Mountain King. He faces up to 10 years in prison, hefty fines, with his case shedding light on broader investigation into wildlife trafficking, including efforts to protect threatened species from illegal importation and hybridization.
We've got to say, what an intelligent man.
I mean, he's to a certain extent, yeah. He's doing the work, isn't he?
If you asked me to, you know, do that sort of stuff, cloning and whatnot, I wouldn't have a clue where to start. And this guy's cracked it. Shouldn't he be rewarded?
I don't think you can reward a man who is illegally doing this stuff.
When they made Dolly, people were going, oh, that Dolly the sheep. Well, they got rewarded, didn't they? Where are they now? Probably cloning P. Diddy and people like that out there, aren't they?
Why are they cloning P. Diddy?
We've got to clone celebrities so that they take the fall and then the real celebrities in Antigua. We've got to know this. I imagine, get this guy on board, he'll do it.
Do they? When you clone them, do they clone to the same age or do you have to wait for them to grow up? Because Diddy's fucked if they have to wait.
It's got to be the same age, isn't it?
But how do you do that?
If you think I know the answer.
Super super quick aging, but then suddenly stops. Otherwise, they're going to catch the clone and go, well, yeah, we caught him, and he looked like P. Diddy, and now he looks like a 90-year-old man. It's been 2 days.
It's confusing cloning, isn't it?
It's beyond us, yes.
I'll watch a TikTok about it. I'll probably have that cracked by next week. That and the Bible. I've got it all done by next week. Maybe I'll write a new Bible. Can you do that?
There's nothing to stop you.
Nothing to stop me. What are they going to do? I'll say, oh...
You might want to check on the term Bible, though. It might be trademarked.
Yeah. Do you think? No. By Lad Bible?
That's a fair point.
I'll take them on if I have
to. Probably... Yeah.
Dan Bible.
Dan Bible.
Dan Bible. That could be my full name now. Dan Bible. God spoke to him one day through the medium of TikTok, and now he's got all these stories about what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing.
Are you going to, when you write your new Bible, are you going to do it in the same way they did with the funny little stories about, look, this happened?
You can have a chapter if you want.
Oh, thank you.
What will you call it?
Well, you're writing it, so...
You've got to call it after yourself.
Well, I'll be the Gospel According to...
Not it.
There you go.
I mean, that'll be the funny chapter. People are like, that was... The rest of it's quite heavy, but the Gospel according to Nobbit.
Really like the jokes he put in there.
That was good fun, actually. I'll go back to that one when I'm just feeling a bit down.
Mm. It'd be the most popular of the...
Oh, yeah.
Do you have chapter and verse? I guess so.
God, we're so religion heavy, and that's what I like.
But yeah, it's the day, isn't it? And we never talk about religion otherwise, do we?
My real religion, of course, is Charlie Dimmock. And I worship at her altar, her minge.
That's all right. What is wrong with you?
Oh, say something else about a song of the week. Question of the week.
Question of the week. So last week we asked you, what have you discovered that you are too old for? Or do you feel you are too old for now? So, start off, we got quite a few answers on this one. So, Hayley said, my kids. She's too old for her kids.
In the sense that they don't want to hang out with her anymore?
Oh, I mean, maybe her older ones might be like that. She's not that old.
She's not cool enough anymore.
Possibly so. Hannah said trampolining.
Okay.
I did say to her, well, hopefully you weren't injured. And she said, no, but it's not the same after you've had a baby.
Oh, she's pissing everywhere, isn't she?
I said, oh, understood. And then Hayley came back and said, snap. So she's also in on the trampolining thing.
Good advice to the ladies who've had babies.
Yes, ladies who've had babies. Now, regular contributor Matthew had quite a few thoughts on this. So, Walking around wistfully just looks suspicious when you're older. Standing at gigs.
Yes, agreed.
Certainly being anywhere near the front, at least.
Oh, it's exhausting on the knees and back. Oh.
Playing football on my own in a field.
Why is he playing football at all on his own?
I don't know.
Just he's got no friends. Keep your uppies.
He's got no friends.
Keep your uppies all day long.
Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda shorts. Are they even a thing anymore?
Who knows? Spiked hair.
Oh, yeah.
Starting a movie past 9 p.m.
Oh, good one.
You don't watch any movies.
Yeah, but I could put one on to fall asleep to.
Coffee in the afternoon.
Oh.
Wetherspoons on a Friday night.
Wetherspoons at any time. Too good for that.
I just need to skip through because he also answered on a different thing. A professional football career.
Yeah.
And pep rallies.
Pep rallies?
I don't know what that's about.
I'd be amazed if he's ever even been to a pep rally at this point in his life.
Well, there we go, Matt. If you've ever been to a pep rally, let Dan know. Sarah said the cereal box game after I tore my hamstring.
Oh, that's when you have to get really low to pick up the cereal.
Yeah,
box.
You can't use your hands, isn't it?
I wouldn't be very good at that.
Tracy said surfing.
Never tried it. Never wanted to try it.
Seems a bit dangerous, doesn't it?
I'm not the danger. I just think...
I always imagine I'd get hit by the board.
I don't think it's very interesting. The board looks really big. And if at the best I'm going to do at this stage is possibly stand up after a lot of effort.
1 second and down.
And then I've come back into the shore a bit and I'm like, oh, that's good.
Okay. Josh Wilson said, roller coasters. They just make me cranky now. Hangovers, not worth it ever. I feel like that's a little pointed message at his recent trip to see us. Staying up late for anything other than friends and family. Also, stay off my lawn, you young punks.
Now, the roller coaster thing's interesting. I still enjoy roller coaster, but I know a lot of people these days, when they get older, it can mess with the equilibrium a little bit. So do be careful if you're on the big one at Blackpool.
That Efkin guy said social media. He's fairly active on it.
I feel that's out of necessity more than love, though. Mm.
And 100 Things We Learn From Film says standing up too quickly.
Oh, yeah, but you do enjoy head flush.
Well, there you go. And another Matthew said going to a nightclub.
Oh, wouldn't even dream of it unless Debbie McGee was performing in some sort of way. I wouldn't go to
I can't remember the last time I was at a nightclub, to be
so loud.
Honest.
So loud.
I didn't enjoy them. I can't imagine a time, or I can't remember a time when I ever enjoyed them.
Let's go to Liquid in Windsor.
Is that even there anymore?
God, of course it's not.
I didn't like the music. I didn't like that it was so loud. I didn't like the people.
You didn't like the bar situation. Can't get a drink.
Can't get a drink.
You're just trying to get fucking your WKD goodness. Blue and the queue is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you can't get their attention.
Or the WKD Orange, which is supposed to be like Iron Brew and isn't.
And then you've got to shout. You're leaning over the bar to shout into the guy's ear. So
and then you... It's hot in there as well. Oh, it's just...
Just stick to roller coasters, guys.
So, yeah. That's. Did you have any others? Or
not that I can think of, but I agreed with many, especially standing up at gigs and stuff like that. It's just
so
tired.
Yeah, backache, isn't
just
it?
Just like to sit down.
Backache. Like, well, it really proves it, because I said when we recorded that TV show, I said to people about how long the other couple took to answer and that my back was aching from standing up for too long.
Revenge will be ours.
It won't be, but never mind.
Revenge is the best dish cold served.
Yeah,
turn
that into a sentence. And right,
the best revenge is living well.
That's so they say.
I always think of Seinfeld. Best revenge is living well. And George Costanza says, "Well, there's no chance of that." I think yes, quite.
This week we want to know, who do you think nobody could dislike? Who are the most likable people in the world?
I dare say I've suggested Charlie Dimmock today. If anyone dislikes her, I'd
bone. You want to hear about it?
I'd pick that bone.
Okay. So let us know. How will people let us know?
Boner at belson.com. Thinking about boners and Charlie Dimmock. Very confusing. BeTheBelson@gmail.com is the lovely email address. BeTheBelson, TheyWereBelson, TikTok, Twitter, X, Instagram. Bebo, get in touch.
Bebo.
Got to get in touch with Bebo, because we're bringing that back. MySpace. Our MySpace is up and running now. We've got our favourite friends. Cool. We'll stick with them unless we fall out with
them. And then you got to send a message, haven't you? Swap.
Oh, God.
Which music are we using as our song?
You don't want to be taken off the top friends, though, do you?
Yeah, it's over. Forget about it.
That's why MySpace fell down for me. It became too political. Top friends.
Too political.
And I hope Tom from MySpace is happy.
Tom, I was desperately trying to think of who that guy was.
He's probably living in Antigua with P. Diddy and
kids. I assume he sold his MySpace to... Who did he sell it to?
Tony MySpace.
It was going to be like Microsoft or Google or someone for like 20 bajillion.
20 bajillion. That is quite a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
Get in touch about what was the question again?
Who do you think nobody could dislike?
Who do you think nobody could dislike?
And feel free to throw me in there. There's no chance of that. Should we do some music?
No, who couldn't dislike people? Lions. Could not dislike Daniel.
Jesus. We know that. He's not allowed to.
Yes, let's do some songs.
Right. You gave me only the one song this week. You gave me Like That by Future, Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar. You also informed me that it was Future that I couldn't understand because he mentioned himself.
He sort of mumbles along with life, doesn't he?
He's a mumbling man.
He's a very successful man. I don't really know what he's going
about. You also sent me a couple of TikToks to explain the Kendrick Lamar verse. Is it just one verse that he does on there?
I think so, maybe one or two.
I think it may be the one, and it's the clearest of the things and probably the best bit of it. And after seeing the TikToks to explain what some of the references were, they were much better. Like I said before, I do like a beef that doesn't involve people getting shot. The other part, majority of the song, I didn't really care for. It's quite sexually aggressive, a lot of the other...
haven't listened to the rest of it. I've just listened to Kendrick's... for a lot of times this week.
But yes, his bit was much better than the other bits.
He's taking them down.
There's also a bit that's kind of like a sample that's played over and over quite quietly in the background, which says he was once a thug. He was like very quietly. This was a woman singing it. That's something, isn't it?
Did not know that. Is that a sample from Barry White as well?
Yes, I knew it from something.
Fuck the big three, it's just Big Me, he says, because he is better than them. Right.
And he also talks about Prince outliving Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Drake always compares himself to Michael Jackson.
That I find offensive more than pretty much anything he's done.
Could be skin tone. Could you love the kids?
Oh, gee. Actually, this might be something in it. But aren't we now thinking that maybe Jackson didn't do some of the things?
Are we?
I should send you some TikToks.
Right. You gave me Micah Schnabel.
Micah Schnabel. No, that's why not saying that.
Remain silent, and I wish that he had. Are these songs getting recommended to you?
Yeah.
You've got to do something about your algorithm or something. I feel like every week you're getting some sort of song about social injustice. You can't live like this, man.
It's just what I am, man.
You can't live like this. I don't like songs like this. Make him stop.
Okay.
Him and his 8,000 listens a week. This guy is going places. His listens this week must have been through the roof when I listened to this song, and he's like, breaking English.
It's one more.
No thanks, Micah. But, you know, good luck. Maybe he'll change the world. Not for his music, but maybe do other stuff, and we thank him. Fountains of Wayne, the girl I can't
forget.
Instantly. Oh, funnily enough, I wrote instantly forgettable.
Okay.
Even though he couldn't forget the girl, I could forget the song.
It's a nice little story about meeting a girl, going out, getting drunk.
Didn't hear the lyrics.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem with you, isn't it?
The problem was with it, I barely tapped my foot. Even if I don't like the song, or sometimes I get my toe tapping along. And with Fountains of Wayne, they didn't do that for me.
Okay.
So what's their big song again? Stacey's Mum. Who's Stacey's Mum?
No.
Fountains of Youth.
No.
Fountains of Youth, Mario Lopez. Fountains of Wayne Rooney. Jizzing in your pants, J-Lo.
All right, we also had a listener suggestion, and that was American Slang by the Gaslight Anthem. I think I made my feelings clear on the Gaslight Anthem when it was suggested. I'm not a fan.
You can't prejudge the song, though.
And then I listened to the song, and I mean, it has a driving drum beat.
Driving drum beat, Chris Rea.
No, not like driving a car. Oh. It drives the song.
There was a little guitar bit at the beginning I quite liked, and I thought I could get on board with this. It was almost a bit cribsy, the guitar bit at the beginning. But then overall, I didn't particularly like it.
It always... I'm not sure if I'm right in this, but I always think they are looking to be Bruce Springsteen in their music. And that's what I took from it.
Nobody
and I'm not
be
a
Bruce
big
Springsteen.
Fan of Bruce Springsteen. No, I shouldn't be Bruce Springsteen. I'm not going to be a fan of a subpar Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know if there's such a thing. The thing about them, quite angsty, and I don't like angsty stuff, so when he's banging about cut to ribbons, tattoo on my arm stuff, I'm like, oh, God, I don't like angsty stuff. Just talk about bitches and hoes or something, and I'm happy.
That's very much what the other one was, and it was a bit much.
That's how I live my life. Bitches and hoes. With respect, boy.
All right.
Especially if you're Brazilian, I will respect you. Right, what you got for me this week, you motherfucker?
So this week, I've got a song called Soup by Baggio.
Soup of the day is?
Spelt the same as the footballers.
Diego?
Who's Diego Baggio? Roberto, who's Dino? Was it Dino?
Dino.
The other one is... I've got two for you. So the other one is Cut Me Open by Jennifer.
Oh, no, I'm going to hate that one.
Probably.
Fuck Rappers is a song by Ray Emanuel and Anunnaki Giant, I don't know how to say that, by Tune B. Now Matthew has kindly given us a recommendation. We certainly thank him as much as we thank Jesus. But talking of Jesus, this song is called Hey Satan, You Rock.
Oh, very appropriate for this.
Hey Satan, You Rock by Therapy? Question mark. The song, I think the band's called Therapy? Question mark.
They are called Therapy.
You know
with
Therapy?
Question mark.
Question mark.
I know of Therapy with a question mark. Okay, thank you very much,
Jesus and Matt and Satan. Hopefully, got to be balanced. We've got to thank Satan as well. Be balanced.
Hopefully, at some point. I mean, it's been a bad couple of weeks for Matt's recommendations. We had the Feeder one and then this Gaslight Anthem one. The one, bizarrely, the one before that was I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy, which we enjoyed a lot more.
Yeah, so maybe stick to the pussy. That's what they tried to tell Dale Winton, but he wouldn't listen. Just wanted to live his truth.
Fair play to him for that. And, of course, God bless.
God bless you, Dale Winton. We thank you. Right.
All right. Anything else for the lovely people?
Not really, no. Maybe go out and watch... all the Austin Powers movies, if you got time.
I'll tell you something I saw recently. I was in a supermarket, not a proper supermarket. You know those little ones?
A mini market.
A mini supermarket.
Supermarché. Were you in France?
I was not. And I saw, it was a co-op. It's a co-op near work. There's a little co-op. Quite often I go there. I buy myself some crisps and a drink.
Of course you do.
Maybe some sweets. And I saw a guy come in, but he came riding an electric scooter, one of those stand-on electric scooters. He rode it in, had a look round, and rode back out again. And nobody challenged him.
How old is this gentleman?
Hard to say, had a hood up.
Oh, God, this is dangerous. So he's not
was not getting involved.
So he's not like a... He was not disabled.
Teenager.
Was he any signs of disability?
No.
Just a... bonafide thug.
Yeah.
Living the thug life.
I just thought it was a very strange
if he had grabbed
type of behaviour.
A couple of bottles of Lucozade on it and just rode out, would you have stopped him?
No, I'm not getting involved.
Let him have Lucozade for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not my job.
I'm not saying it's your job, but as a citizen of the world, maybe you've got to stand up for justice.
But maybe in these tough times...
Let him have his Lucozade. He's thirsty. Yeah. Needs those glucose.
He can't afford to buy it.
Balance with his body fluids. Good. Right.
I just thought that was an interesting little thing that I saw. So I thought I'd let you know about. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. Thanks for joining us. We always love having your company. Thanks to the people in Iceland who downloaded recently. I noticed that. Big fan.
Not the supermarket.
Not the supermarket. That was Co-op. We went through this just now.
Yeah,
thank you all. Thanks for getting involved. Let us know if you want any T-shirts or stickers. We've still got some of them left. Get in touch with us about anything. Let us know who you think is somebody that nobody can dislike. Get in touch with if you want to add any songs to the playlist like Matthew does. And in general, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you next week.
Dun, 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 dun. This is my last resort. Papa Roach. Big fan of their work. They had that song called Last Resort.
They did.
And they did other stuff. And
they did.
Pops, I don't think. Right, join us next week. And I don't really have an impression this week, so I'll just do it in my best voice. This is it. Join us next week. In the words of Bob Holness, I'll have a pee, please, Bob. He never said that. He, of course, was very professional. When people did say, I'll have a pee, please, Bob, he would immediately go into the question, which pee is the can be found in a pod? The answer, a pee. We thank you, Bob Holness. Rest in peace. Join us next week. We'll be there with Belson. You'll be there with Belson. It doesn't always have to make sense. Now, fuck off. Aggressive. Welcome.
Okay, that changed that, didn't it?
Welcome. Welcome. Losing all meaning. The word welcome. Come well. Welcome. Come well, welcome. Welcome to a Brett. Well, welcome.